Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, the question is, as we see job openings and stuff like that in college football, you see them in the NFL too. It's always kind of like, how exciting are the top coordinators? And who can you go find that can be, a Dillingham or somebody that, or even a Dan Lanning for that matter? And look no further than your Oregon Ducks. Reminder, you can catch all Ducks action right here on the Fan Sports Network. Is where Will Stein and Tosh LePoy sit. I think it's no secret that Will Stein is going to be a hot commodity, whether he decides to leave this year or waits another year. I mean, he's got a pretty good gig in Oregon. I think you have the leverage and availability to kind of wait out until you get a really good job. But I'm more curious a little bit on the future of Tosh LePoy. As I said this on Monday, you were at Media Day, Danny. I think it was Monday. Maybe we talked about it in show prep about how I felt that defense had kind of Dan Lanning written all over it, and it very much reeked of him. And maybe I was underselling Tosh LePoy a little too much, but what I saw from him on the sidelines and how I saw Lanning interact with him in that Penn State game gave me a lot of like, hey, dude, you're an idiot. Like, take a peek. Like, Tosh LePoy is really bringing. And LePoy, unlike Will Stein, has a very kind of wild, charismatic football persona, very Dan Lanning-esque, to where Will Stein is kind of more, a quiet, methodical guy trying to, figure out these crazy defenses they might be going up and creating, unique offensive plays. So I'm just curious what their future looks like and when that hammer drops.
Because
these guys are going to get opportunities at some point.
Well, here's the thing. Tosh has been, when you talk about the criticisms of Oregon, Lanning, staff, all those things, Tosh has gotten most of it over the last couple of years, because a lot of the failures in those big games have been on the defense. And I think that's
giving up almost 300 yards to Penn State in a Big Ten title game. I mean, you still won the game, but that's a lot of yards.
And it was what, like 200 on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about the UW games, and you talk about Ohio State in the playoff, and like the big moments where they've fallen short, with the exception of the Georgia game when they first all got there. Like,
we don't count that.
That Georgia team was nuts. And look, I have a Duck hater, and I don't even count that one. You just got smashed by a team full of like 30 NFL players. It happens. But you've got to look at it from the point of view of that Lanning has gotten better. He's improved?
Extremely improved. Lanning in that game that we are not talking about, quote unquote, to where Dan is now, he was
a deer in headlights in that game.
To where he is now is, I don't know if any coach has made a jump that fast.
No, I don't think there is. And I think LePoy has improved drastically. Now they've obviously cycled through the offensive coordinators between Dilley and now totally blanking on his name now, Will Stein. I thought it was interesting. Jordan Rodrigue, she's one of the lead NFL writers for The Athletic. She's covered the Rams, Panthers, a couple other teams. She had a tweet this weekend Dan Lanning is getting NFL pop this January. Like it or hate it, he is, especially if he's bringing his coordinators.
Oh, like just bring the whole fam bam.
And I was.
I didn't think about that.
And I was like, that's an interesting thought. Like, would Will Stein
skip going to be a head coach in college and just go straight to the NFL, a bunch of young kids together? I mean, for the sake of the argument, I will continue to have this conversation. I don't think Dan's going to the NFL anytime soon. But that thought is very, very fascinating. And how has that ever happened? Has anybody jumped from college to the NFL and taken their whole crew with them?
Whole crew, I don't think so. Certainly some guys, but I would imagine, you know, if you're a guy like Stein and maybe you want to be a head coach, you look at that and go, maybe I stay at Oregon. Maybe I become the head coach at Oregon.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, why not?
True. But, if Lanning left tomorrow, I think Will Stein would be high on that list.
If you're hiring a firm, I bet you Stein would probably be pretty high on this. Mm-hmm. What's really funny is Jordan ended up like turning off the replies to this because they kind of got out of a lot of Duck fans got a little out of control, like how dare you kind of a deal, and they got very protective. A lot of people, the pushback was like, why would Dan want to leave? College is perfect. And I'm like, what do you mean? We've seen coaches in college be like, nah, if you just want to be a football guy, that's what the NFL is for.
Totally. And I think in Dan's specific case, I think he has been very vocal about, you know, the age of his kids and family and the situation from the institution, the backing, mm-hmm. the financial power that Oregon has being at this point, maybe not next year, the years after, but right now, the marquee program on the West Coast. There's a lot of reasons to not leave Oregon.
Sure.
And I think there are probably more reasons for him to stay than to actually leave. But if he's not...
If football is your motivation...
If football is your motivation, that's
NFL
different.
NFL is the path.
That's different. I mean, we talk about that with Lincoln Riley. We mm-hmm. talk about that, you know, Kiffin made his time in the NFL. And, you know, could Dabo make the jump? We all killed, you know, Saban for his short time in Miami, which I don't kill him for because I think that's a lot of organizational issues there. He wanted Breeze. They
Patino
didn't let him.
In college basketball,
Patino
the Celtics.
Patino in college basketball and the Celtics was rough. You know, Calipari is not built for the NBA.
So it's interesting.
Kay is not built for the NBA.
Like when we talk about Stein and Lapoy, do you see Lapoy as a head coach? I don't. I look at him like a Monty Kiffin, like a guy that's just, I'm going to be a defensive coordinator lifer kind of guy.
Penn State was the first time I looked at Tosh Lapoy and said, you can be a head coach. Cause he had juice on the sideline. Yeah, and I think in college,
the Ron Rivera of it all.
Yeah. I think in college football, you're seeing right now, like,
Juice
matters a lot, especially when you're younger. I think juice works against guys like Brian Kelly and Dabo Swinney.
Because it's a different kind of juice, and they're faking it.
Yeah, it's like an old man juice that doesn't really
work. Brian Kelly with a Cajun accent.
Yeah, but take Mike Norvell for instance. He's probably in the middle mm-hmm. of Dan Lanning and Dabo age-wise. I don't know exactly how old he is. I know he's a
But he's got juice.
I know he's a silver fox. That's a good-looking man. And he's got juice, and that juice feels authentic. And that's why I kind of, you know, I don't know if I need to call it an apology. I don't know if I was ever super, super critical of Tosh Lapoy. But that's kind of where I am with him now. And I think not only was it how that defense played against a top five team in the nation on the road in a crazy environment, but also just a guy that was on the sidelines kind of beating his chest and getting his guys going and Lanning looking to him and say, dial something up. I need you right here. Yeah. And him being like, let's go. Let's do that. I was very impressed with him over the weekend. And I'm curious what his future holds.
No, I am too. And you know, that game, we haven't had a chance to talk about that game. You want to talk about that game?
Sure.
I haven't had a chance to talk about it.
Sure, hit me.
So going into the game, I picked the Ducks. Mm. To be honest, I was disappointed in Will Stein and Dante Moore in the first half.
Yeah, I said that on Monday with Joe. I thought play calling, I wasn't disappointed at Dante at all. I thought play calling from Will Stein was a little conservative. I loved that everything was four down territory. I mean, I loved that.
Yeah, yeah. That's the aggression.
Yeah, and Lanning is basically saying, I trust my defense. Mm-hmm. That and field advantage helps,
also,
too.
I'm not worried about that offense.
I'm not kicking from the 45 or the 50.
Yeah, but not just that. You're not worried about the Penn State offense, which kind of proved to be true for most of the game. But
I felt Stein was conservative.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I thought Dante was rattled. And that was the question I had going into that game, was how is he going to handle the atmosphere of the whiteout? That's his first real challenge.
And I couldn't disagree with you more.
Oh, just in the first half.
I know. I know you said first half, and I disagree.
I thought he had opportunities that he didn't take. Jake Browning-esque. Made a completion. But there were bigger plays to be had. And maybe that's part of the game plan, is, hey, let's play this thing tight for the first half.
I think that might have been the message to Dante. I don't know if that translates to rattled.
I thought a couple of times he did look, and again, not bad, but just like, I think it proved out to be very true. The gap between Dante and Aller is a canyon.
It's giant.
It's a canyon.
It's giant. And I think the reason some of us kind of feel dumb come Monday, you know, after that game is, you know, Aller, the preseason hype. And Dante, look, we talk about it a lot here because we're local and we have that local angle, you know, and we see it a lot more, and we have a little more insight into how Lanning runs his program and how the quarterback competition was during the offseason and all that kind of stuff. But I think the national media was very, very shocked at how calm he looked, and I just was not.
When he got up there, there you go. Go ahead and celebrate. Gardo's home run.
Ding, Alera.
Ding, ding, on the
board. Bumps his average up from 162 to 168. Let's go, bro.
But Dante Moore in the second half was a different beast.
Dante Moore in the second half looked like the best quarterback in the nation to me.
He was very, very, very good. I thought,
he started to run a little bit when he needed to. Again, we're way on this. Like, don't just be a runner.
No.
Run when it's time.
And that was part of it. You know, he got down early a couple of times when I was like, I know you're trying to preserve yourself and not get hit, but you probably needed to stay up and fight for that a little bit. And while I have all the criticisms of the world of Aller, that dude in the fourth quarter put it on his back.
Well,
and that was impressive as hell until he crapped his pants.
Yeah, I think what I've the analogy I've been trying to like figure out the best way to say it, it's a caged animal versus scared animal.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're in that spot, do you react scared or do you react ravenous?
Yeah.
And there were moments where Aller was like, it's desperation. Does your desperation lead you to crumble or does your desperation lead you to get the F up and start doing something?
I mean,
and Aller had that for a moment until he did what we all expected.
Honestly, he had it for two drives and then going into overtime. I mean, he had the juice, man.
It's 17-3 and the camera goes right to Dan Lanning. He looks to his sideline. He goes, it's over.
And I was like,
and I thought it was too. And I argue that unnecessary roughness call lets Penn State back in that game.
Yep.
Otherwise, final score might be 24-3.
And, you know, Aller, he gets the credit, but he's also, you know, the goat in all of this, and that he kind of hangs it and does what he's always done. But you also have to credit both Stein and LaPoy. You know, the throw from Dante with Denial Dennis Sutton running down his throat unblocked to Gary Bryan. I mean, that's just...
That was it.
That's a hell of a play.
That was it.
You hadn't heard.
That is a potential Heisman moment.
God.
I know you hate to hear that, but in a year outside of Mendoza's one game,
put
where
up
stat
some
lines,
numbers in some games
where stat
man.
Lines aren't really existing. You know, I know Maivas has some good stats and Mendoza has good stats, but that's a moment.
And
the committee loves moments.
We'll get down. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I hadn't heard Thieneman's name really all game. And then just what a play.
Thanks, amigo.
What a play.
What a disappointing way to end that game. So much juice, as we keep using the phrase today, you know, from whether it's fans or fans chanting things towards their own team and just the nature of double overtime. But it's like, wait, it wasn't a missed field goal? It wasn't a fourth down and go? It's over?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
And I mean, massive credit to Oregon's offensive line. Deni Dennis Sutton ends with 7 tackles, 3 solo, but no pressures, no sacks, no quarterback hits.
That might be the best complete trench in all of football.
It's up
offense
there, man.
And defense,
because like, they got it done. And Bryce Betcher continues to be an absolute tackling machine,
right, dude. Just everywhere. He's just in every play.
For a dude to just be like just a, you know, a local kid that turns into like I'm gonna go full Luke Kuechly. Who was I can never remember his name? The Boston College linebacker that got cancer. Do you remember who I'm talking about?
He was yes, I do.
Oh yeah,
yes, I do.
He reminds me of him, where he's an absolute psychopath that just tackles everything and everyone, and it's fun as hell to watch him play. Man, he is just he's not Ray Lewis. He's
Mark
not
Herzlich.
Herzlich. He reminds me of Herzlich, man, where he's just. It's kind of Cam Scataboo on defense, where he's just
a guy.
He's just a walking case of CTE. Like he's just wanting to hand it out. Everybody can catch these hands.
Yeah.
And he just throws his, like, I love Lanning's quote. I think it was last week in the coach's show where he mentioned something like, we finally got Bryce to stop tackling the wrong guys, because he was hitting everybody in practice, even guys he's not supposed to hit. And you can see it translate. And like this Oregon team is very good. Like I said, if I had my poll, I'd have Oregon number 2 in the country. Miami would be number 1, mm-hmm. but Oregon would be right there. And that was a hell of a performance. I think that ultimately they should have won this game in regulation. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm squinting and finding a thing like to nit to pick, you should have handled this.
It's hard to ask a defense to play that well for that long. It just is.
It is.
Against a team that good.
But also, Penn State's offense and Drew Aller, you had him under control and then you didn't.
Yeah.
So, but again, that's the only nit that I'm picking there. It was a hell of a game from Oregon.
Dante looked like an NFL QB leading an NFL team. Drew looked like a college QB leading a college team from the text line. I find that a fascinating thought.
No, that's
to think about.
Especially in the second half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.